Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
All right, I mentioned those two names there coming out of the weather. Jasmine Daniels, she's the executive director for the ACES program, which stands for Athletes Committed to Educating Students. And Josh Ruffin, who's the assistant director player development research with the Minnesota Twins. They join me in studio here to talk about ACES. First off, thanks for coming in. It's brutally cold outside right now, so I appreciate your time, and I hope that you guys have been having a happy holidays.
Thank you, Henry, and thanks for having us. We're excited to be here. Yeah, we had to bundle up a little extra tonight, but that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I think this is the highlight of my holidays, actually.
It is the highlight.
Yes.
All right, so I'm gonna just go ahead and mention something, Josh, because I feel like we got a good vibe. The next time that you're on the show, and you'll see me around Target Field and every now, just I need a half smoke, man. Being a guy from D.C., I need a half smoke from Ben's Chili Bowl. So we need to work that out at some point during the year.
I was going to say most people ask for chili because that's what they think of with Ben's Chili Bowl. But the fact that you said half smoke means you know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. For sure. All right. So let's talk. Let me start with you, Jasmine. You're the executive director for the ACES program. Athletes Committed to Educating Students. I've heard about ACES, but I don't know that much about it. I've heard a lot of great things about your organization. Mm-hmm. My friend Mark Rosen, he's done stuff with you guys for years. I know that there's been that connection with the Minnesota Twins, and there's been stuff that's taken place at Target Field. So tell me a little bit about what ACES is, what you guys do. Just give me the background.
Sure. Well, we actually just celebrated our 30th birthday.
Okay.
So that's really exciting. We've been impacting local youth for over 30 years, over 10,000 young people, predominantly middle schoolers. So the really unique thing about ACES is we partner with all the pro sports teams here in Minnesota, and they're our partners as we engage with young people during out-of-school time. So before school, after school, during the summer. And we're creating high-quality learning experiences during that time. And we really lean into math and STEM and social-emotional learning, character development. But we do it all through the lens of sports themes.
Okay.
And that's what really separates us. And as we know, young people are excited about sports, and so we use that to engage them, but really we're teaching them about different math concepts, critical thinking, teamwork, conflict resolution, At the end of the day, we want them to be confident. We want them to feel good about themselves. And we want them to thrive. That's a word that we really use a lot at ACES. We want young people to be their very best selves.
Now, is ACES across the entire metro or where across Minnesota do you reach?
Yeah, so it's predominantly here in the Twin Cities. Currently, we're in 6 different schools. We're very intentional about the schools that we partner with. And we focus on middle schoolers, that 4th through 8th grade range level. We know that that is the time when young people are really, you know, developing their identity. They have mindsets about their competencies in math and STEM. And so that is why we're focusing in on that age range. You know, it's not to say that we won't expand. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll be across the state or and beyond. But right now we're really focusing in on the metro area.
Josh, you're with the Minnesota Twins and one of the organizations tied into ACES. Just kind of talk about what you've seen from the program, your connection, and just, I mean, the Twins have absolutely been a big supporter.
Yeah, I mean, the Twins have obviously made a big push to be a large part of the community. I think helping with trying to get people into baseball, but also just trying to support potentially future fans and just the city that we interact with and people who are rooting for us. So we look at ACES as an opportunity to leverage the cool environment and cool opportunities that we can provide as a sports team, as a Major League Baseball team, to allow kids to come in and really understand how sports works. I think so much of a focus is put on playing sports and then not understanding what all actually goes into putting on a sports product, right? And getting players onto the field and helping them and supporting them in the background. And so ACES kind of gives really good exposure for how we can use math and even some of the social emotional learning skills that we teach to then be able to sit there and show how does this fit in a sports context for even those who aren't players themselves but work with these sports teams.
You know, it's interesting how times have changed. And as we – and when I say that in a positive way, because as you get older and technology expands and stuff like that, whatever, you're able to do more things. But I remember back when I was a little kid many years ago, because I'm a lot older than you guys, but you remember back to track and field day and all the – like – I don't recall, and yes, there were times where the professional sports teams got involved, but it wasn't to the degree that it is nowadays. Like, the Twins very much involved in the community. I've done a bunch of different events, like, you know, voter registration stuff, whatever, with the Minnesota Timberwolves when we talk about those type of campaigns. And it just, I think that that is so impactful to mm-hmm. our community when we're talking about, you're talking about developing children and giving them opportunities that maybe people didn't get 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say Minnesota is one of the best. I mean, we look at the Vikings, Aurora, Loons, the Wild, Timberwolves, Lynx. We really have a pretty amazing state where the professional sector is engaging with the community.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Jasmine Daniels, Executive Director for the ACES program. Josh Ruffin, Assistant Director, Player Development Researcher of the Minnesota Twins, joining us in studio here on The Lake Show. Jasmine, about how many events do you guys put on a year? And the reason for that question is because there's so many nonprofits, there's so many organizations that are, you know, fundraising and doing things to get their word out. About how many, because when you're talking about, you said 10,000 kids that you reach?
Since our 30 years, right?
In the last 30 years.
Yes.
That means you got to put together things that will draw in people to learn more about what
yes,
you do.
Yes, thank you for asking. So we do a handful of different visibility events, and Josh and his team with the Associate Board are really instrumental in that. But our really big event is called the All-Star Evening. We do it once a year, and it's an opportunity to bring together the sports sector, the education, leaders, our board members, our supporters, actors and our young people all in one space. It's May 15th at the Fillmore, downtown Minneapolis. It's just a true night to remember. We raise funds. And I'll just say these events are fun, but we really do need folks to show up. That's what helps our organization thrive. We need all hands on deck. So again, May 15th, it's a spectacular night. And folks leave really inspired. They have a really great time.
For the people out there listening and they're like, you know what? ACES sounds really, really cool. And they got some really good partners. But what sets them apart? What is distinctive about them as opposed to maybe some of the other organizations out there?
Yeah, I would just say our model and our approach is different. We're very intentional. We focus on social emotional learning. That's a key part of our work. And we have an engagement hook that youth automatically, they're already drawn to. So we use that to really capitalize our time with them. We're in six different schools and kids love it. Parents love it. 100% of our parents say we are truly making a difference with their young people.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add, I think really what stands out is ACES does a really good job of meeting the kids where they're at.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily that we're trying to make kids feel like they need to learn more math, that they need to do more learning. It's more the fact of you already like sports. We try and leverage that to kind of introduce you to the idea of like math and social emotional learning being super valuable to you in your future. So I think meeting kids where they're at is a really big benefit of or like a really big strength of what ACES does.
Now, let me ask this about ACES. Do you have to be, because I'm assuming that I know the answer to this, but I shouldn't assume. Do you have to be a sports fan to really be impacted by the program? The reason why I ask that question is because, so like, a friend of mine, she's executive director for like Project Success.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about Project Success, you think about the arts and stuff like that, whatever. But like, not every kid is going to be necessarily in love with sports.
Right.
They might like it. Right. They might be interested, whatever, but not love. So
absolutely not, even though I love sports, but no. Our programs are free. They're open to anyone in our partner schools. And we use sports themes. So it's not necessarily that we're doing sports, but we do concepts. Architecture, building a stadium architecture. We use math concepts. Young people build their own stadium. They're learning about mass, angles, multiplication. But then we go and we visit a stadium here in Minneapolis. So it's not necessarily that we're doing the sports, but we're using those themes to ignite and spark learning.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is you'd be surprised how many people work in sports that aren't sports fans. I think there's just so many other roles that are needed for sports to be able to go on and take place. And I think, again, just the ability to have them kind of interact with the teams, meet the clubs, and meet people who are involved with these organizations and see the different possibilities of how you can be in sports, how sports can be beneficial to you, even if you don't live, breathe, and eat sports every day. I think it's, again, just another benefit of just that exposure that we're able to provide.
That's awesome. I'm on the website now, and I love how it says all students deserve an all-star education.
Yes.
I love that. That's a great model to have. I appreciate you guys putting that out there. I am the son of an educator. My mother was a teacher to start, then she was an administrator, then she was a principal, assistant superintendent, and then she became a superintendent before she passed. And it's always been a part of me. I actually worked in education before the radio thing took off for me years ago. I worked in schools for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a person's never worked in a school or worked with an organization that partners or deals with young people, you kind of don't get it. You know what I'm saying? It takes a special type of person to make those connections with young people. It's so rewarding.
Especially during the after school time. Young people don't want to just sit, right? They want to learn in a new way.
Yep.
So that's what we do. We take concepts that maybe they learned during their school day, but now we add a new twist to it and the light bulb goes off.
Yep.
And they're building relationships and it's a different type of environment. So that out of school time is really an optimal time for learning.
And I like what you said, Josh, about meeting kids where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And because that is a sign of a good program and a program that has good leadership, because one thing that we know about young people, not everybody learns the same way. Mm-hmm. Like you got to do different things. You can't just like,
right.
You know, if you're a teacher and you look at your class, like you may have like 25 kids in the class. You know what? All 25 kids cannot be talked to or you don't relate to them all on the same plane. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to do different things with different kids. Mm-hmm.
And I think, too, it's just, again, hitting on the after hours part of it. It's just finding that additional time, just letting kids kind of take the speed and the time that they need to kind of get to that realization point, understanding point where it can set in for them. I think it's the benefit, too. I think it's like this is a program that was, you know, we have it designed by educators. It's a very robust program. It's intentional in how it's designed to kind of help kids have multiple ways to experience these things, learn these things, consume these things. And I think that's, again, somebody who's not like something that for a person who was not in the education space was mm-hmm. just very impressive to me when I was like, you know, learning and first joining and being able to participate.
Absolutely. Go to the website, learn more information. The website is acesforkids.org. Acesforkids.org. Great organization. Doing great work for our kids here in the community. Jasmine Daniels, Executive Director of the ACES program, joining us in studio. Josh Ruffin, Assistant Director, Player Development Research of the Minnesota Twins. Josh, I will see you at Target Field.
Yes.
And Jasmine, we'll connect and I'll learn a lot more about ACES too. Yes. And I'd love to come to an event.
Yeah. Thank you, Henry. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yep.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.